Adopted by 196 countries in 2015, the Paris Agreement is a landmark international accord that addresses climate change and its negative impacts. The agreement aims to substantially reduce global greenhouse gas emissions and achieve a climate-neutral world by mid-century. On June 1st of 2017, former President Donald Trump announced his plan to withdraw the United States from the accord, a step that became official on November 4th of 2020, the day after the election. Brian Murray is director of the Duke University Energy Initiative. He specializes in the design of economic policies to address a range of environmental problems, with a focus on climate change. Murray said Biden's move to rejoin the Paris Agreement is a step in the right direction.
You know, climate is like a global collective action problem. It's going to require all actors to act, basically, and to generate solutions that will help mitigate the problem. So the United States is going to be welcome back because we're the world's largest economy and the second largest emitter. But the U.S. is going to have to re-earn trust from having withdrawn from it, the only country in the world that withdrew from the Paris Agreement.
During his term, Trump condemned the terms of the Paris Agreement, stating that it would undermine the U.S. economy and put the country at a permanent disadvantage.
I think it's fair to say that there was some confusion about what a Paris Agreement means for the United States. I think there was a narrative being distributed that other countries were basically regulating the U.S. economy, but that's not the way the Paris Agreement works.
Murray said the Paris Agreement establishes a collective goal for all participating countries to limit the global temperature increase to 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels.
And it provides a platform for addressing international responsibilities, recognizing the difference in each country's circumstances, whether it's the level of economic development, the current energy system they have in place. And so this is this notion of common but differentiated responsibilities by countries.
He said each country submits pledges for actions and outcomes every 5 years. These pledges are called Nationally Determined Contributions, or NDCs. In their NDCs, countries communicate actions they will take to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions.
An agreement like this, which again is a series of pledges, is necessary, but it's not sufficient. Those pledges need to be turned into domestic policies, which need to be turned into domestic action, which needs to be turned into outcomes, and those outcomes are emission reductions.
Murray said Biden has made climate change and environmental policy one of the top priorities under his administration, something that previous presidents had not homed in on. The Biden plan ensures that the U.S. achieves 100% clean energy economy and reaches net zero emission no later than 2050.
President Biden essentially identified 4 crises that he was going to be addressing at the beginning of his presidency. The pandemic, the economic recovery from the pandemic, race and social justice, and climate change. And on the first day, he issued 12 executive orders, and 3 of those had to do with climate and energy.
Outside of the Paris Agreement, Biden also issued executive orders revoking the Keystone Pipeline permit, an oil pipeline system in Canada and the United States, and halting oil and gas drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.